As a case manager at the Northern Nevada International Center, Rauda Al-Salehi uses the experiences of her own journey from Iraq to help newly arrived refugees and immigrants. She recently spoke to student reporter Ruben Kimmelman for NPR's Next Generation radio program about her first days in America, which included a trip to IHOP.
It was not easy to come to the United States. I was afraid. The reason why all you hear about all the stories about kidnapping, raped, and break-in, gang, drugs, alcohol.
My full name is Rauda Abdul Wahab Abdul Qadir Salehi. This is in Arabic, and in English, Rauda Al-Salehi. I'm from Baghdad, originally from Baghdad, Iraq.
So I was a senior accountant working with the USAID. This is after the war, and I got a threatened death. I have to leave the Iraq within 3 days. I couldn't wear a pajama at night. I have to put a jeans and t-shirt in case something happened during the night and we have to run. So I left that, and I'm afraid to go back. So we are in IHOP's restaurant, and the first day was in the United States was like 9 o'clock in the morning. We came here to the IHOP and everybody was welcoming and everybody was, hi guys, how you doing? And it was wonderful. And I always put my husband name Jim. It's easier than my name Rauda. So after that they will ask you booth or table. And in my mind, always I see the booth in the American movie, so I always tell him, please, booth. I love it, so it's only in the United States, the booth, so I love that.
How you doing?
Good.
How are you? Good.
Good.
Good. It's nice to see you.
You too.
she's our favorite.
Oh,
she's always nice, and she know what we want. No pork, you know.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I test the French vanilla with my coffee, and I loved it. So it's very special place, yes. I always have in my breakfast either vegetables omelette with hash brown or hash brown with scrambled eggs. This is my favorite. So in Iraq, the burger, it's American, but it's not like the hash brown. Hash brown is only in the United States, so it was new for me.
I was in a first-hand refugee, so I know the knowledge how it's like to be a refugee. I work with the Northern Nevada International Center as a compliance specialist. One of the programs here in this center, it's a resettlement and reception for the refugee, how to start all over again and to open the door for them to be a good citizen to start all over. Nobody born with this title, a refugee. We didn't like to be a refugee. But in some point, we have to choose about our life, to lose it, or to start all over again. So give them a chance. They are afraid. They are isolated from their family. There is a language barrier. There is a culture. They don't know it. So give them a chance to start all over again. And for the people that they are overseas, I'm telling to everybody now, when I see the generosity of American people, just separate the power or the politic from the normal people in the States. They are very, very nice people. And I'm trying to tell all my family and friends that they are overseas, that here it's a wonderful people here.
This story is part of the NPR Next Generation radio program, which recently held a training camp at the Reynolds School of Journalism at UNR. It was produced by student reporter Ruben Kimmelman.
When I first met with Rauda, she had relayed a story to me about going to IHOP on her very first day in the United States. She was surprised by how welcoming the staff at the IHOP was, and she had another experience with a U.S. Customs officer that morning where the officer had told her, "Welcome home." And she still remembers those words.